chapter 24, and I want you all to help me because that was one of the most beautiful chapters in the Bible. And there's so much in Luke that the 24th chapter that I won't have time to go over it because I want to move forward in a little talk, teaching, because I don't want to be long tonight, Sunday night, and the night is far spent. But I was really gripped with the scripture points out that our Jesus begun at Moses, it's up there, and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all, notice, the scriptures. So if you ever have a doubt, Moses, that's mean the law, and the prophets, and the Psalms, that's good enough. Some people said, oh, part of the Bible is missing. Well, Jesus said Moses, the law, the prophets, and the Psalms. So that's good enough, isn't it? And then we continued further down to verse 29. Skip down to verse 29. And what does it say right there? At verse 1. Acts chapter 1, verse 1. Let's read. The former treaties have I made, O Theophilus, you can read on the board sometimes, of all that Jesus begun both. Notice, Jesus begun both to do and to teach. Where, what was Jesus teaching? He was teaching from the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms. That's what, and where Jesus was speaking, because when he was in the temple and they gave him the scroll, how many remember that? What book did he open? And he opened Isaiah, and the chapter was, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because he had anointed me to preach the good news, the gospel to the poor. And it goes on. So back to verse 2. Until the day in the which, all right, go back to verse 1. Go to verse 1. The former treaties have I made, O Theophilus. Notice, of all that Jesus begun, it never was completed. He begun, he started it. And we are continuing it. Begun both to do and to teach until the day in the which he was taken up. After that, he through the Holy Ghost had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen. Thank you. Verse 3. To whom also read, he showed himself alive. Do you get that? Remember, he was dead, but to whom he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs. But what would be the many infallible proofs? We just read about the apostles and rather the prophets, Moses, the law, that prophesied that the Christ and what would happen to him. Isaiah tells us, the Lamb of God, how he was wounded for our transgressions. He showed himself alive by many, come on, infallible proof. Verse, being, come on. And being seen and being assembled together. That one? Yeah. To whom also he showed himself alive by many, after his passion, by many infallible proof. Yes, being seen of them, how long? 40 days. And speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. What was he doing for 40 days? After his passion. He preached about the kingdom before he died, before he was crucified. And when he was raised for 40 days, he preached about the kingdom, showing with many or by many infallible proofs. And speaking of the things, that's why you need to shout, pertaining to the kingdom of God. Remember this morning? He spoke of himself, the things concerning him. What are the things? The kingdom. Because he is the kingdom. Verse 4, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for what? The promise of the Father. Because the Holy Ghost was going to bring or begin the start of that eternal kingdom. It was the Holy Ghost that did that. The coming of the Spirit. Not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, said the Lord. But to wait for the promise of the Father, which said he have heard of me. Jesus spoke it. Verse 5. Then he goes back to John now. See, he went back to John. Goes back to the prophet. Goes back to John. Goes back to Malachi. Because the law was from until John. So, for John truly baptized with water. But you see what he's doing? He's commending another man's work. Like Sister Letty got up and did good, we say, Letty, you did real good. You don't ignore somebody's work and go on and exalt yourself. Spend some time on telling, you did good, Sister Obadiah. Like that name. You did real good. And the different ones. You're doing good. I'll tell Sister Cynthia from time to time that she's doing good. Thank you, Cynthia. Because she has a determination and a love. And she very seldom, she's here faithful. How many times upstairs I hear that drum going? And I say, thank God. Faithful. And God hear every beat. I hear different ones of you all shouting and singing. Last week we had, was it last week? Sister Rebecca. That was awesome. And she's in a church that's showing her and begin to expound to her and confidence in you all that you can grow in grace and in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. So here Jesus called names. John, I just called some names. Truly baptized with water. This is what John did, but he shall be baptized. In other words, you remember what John said? I'm baptizing you with water. But there's one that's coming after me that's mightier than I am. He will baptize you with the Holy Ghost because you need the Holy Ghost baptism to put you into the kingdom. Hallelujah. You have to be baptized with the Holy Ghost. It's the Holy Spirit that puts us into the kingdom. Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. No, it's spiritual. The first man was of the earth, earthy, but the last man is the Lord from glory. He's spiritual. He's a quickening spirit, a life-giving spirit. Where this corruptible must put on incorruptible. And this mortal must put on immortality. Death. In the reign of the kingdom, death is swallowed up. That's the only kingdom that can swallow up death. That is the only reign where of the increase of his government and power, there shall be no end. I said that's the only reign where the lion will eat straw like the bullock. And they shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountains of the Lord. Only that kingdom. That's the only kingdom that you can say it's an everlasting kingdom. That shall never come to an end. And it consumes and destroys all of the other kingdoms. And all the rage in Psalms 2 against it cannot stop it. Why, God says, why do the heathen rage? Don't they know that they cannot stop the kingdom of God? And the people imagine, that's just a vain imagination, because the kingdom of God cannot be stopped. It's infallible. It cannot be shaken. The Bible said everything will be shaken that can be shaken except the kingdom. And we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken. Hallelujah. And it's a kingdom of righteousness, where you have to be a son of God, sons of God, to be in it. For John truly baptized with water, but he shall be baptized, notice here, with the Holy Ghost. Do you know what the Holy Ghost does? The Holy Ghost gives us another nature, a new nature. The Holy Ghost puts us in Christ. You shall be baptized. We're baptized into Christ by the Holy Ghost. Amen. You're not the same. He said, not many days. What, about 40 days? When the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were in one place. And suddenly there came down the Holy Ghost, of the Holy Spirit. Verse 6. But when they therefore were come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, here's what they thought. Because they were looking for a restoration, an earthly, visible king. I want to share something here. They were looking suddenly that the kingdom would appear. But even up until this point, their mind was on the kingdom that was under the law. A natural, physical kingdom with a king on it. But all those kings died, or some of them fell in sin. But what God had promised David was an eternal, everlasting king. And a kingdom that could not be shaken or would never be done away with. But he had to have a son who could not, or who could live forever, that conquers death and sin. When they therefore were come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will thou at this time restore again the kingdom that they had to Israel? Bring back the tribes and restore them, and you be king. Because that's what they were looking for. And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the season. Without going into a lot of explanation, he just, not for you to know. This is not. Let's move on. Let me show you another side of God, what God's going to do. Here's what God's going to do. He says, it's not for you to know the times or the season which the Father, are you listening? Who? The Father had put in his own power, verse 8. But here's what. Come on. Here we are. And we're still there, but we're closer to that kingdom that they wanted to know about. But you shall receive power, what? Holy Ghost, power. In other words, Christ in you, the hope of glory. It was going to be a mystery where Christ was coming inside of us and change and take away the whole nature and give us a new nature. My. After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me. Notice, both in Jerusalem and in Judea, in Samaria, and unto where? The uttermost part of the earth. The end. That's why the gospel reaches us. Here we are. How far we are from Jerusalem, where it started, but here we are today, to the utmost part of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And you know, everybody think, oh, it was a cloud, like airplane cloud, you know, their rain cloud, or blocked their vision. No, those were, wherefore we are compassed about by so great a cloud of witnesses. You think it was just an ordinary cloud? That's the greatest procession. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory will come in. Hallelujah. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty in battle. He is the King of glory. Go ahead. Lift up your heads. What a procession. He tells you. When the king went back. And God exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. That at the name of Jesus every knee should bow. You go home tonight and get down on your face and begin to talk to the Lord. You go home and if you can't. Get on your face. Just sit down and bow your head and talk to the Lord for a few minutes. And tell him to come. Tell him you love him. You want him to be with you. You try that. Instead of being mean, grumpy, miserable, you get up in the morning and love God before you get up. No matter what pain you have, say, God, I love you. Heal me. Touch me because he can. He's waiting for you to call out so he can touch you. Hey, come on. Let the Lord touch you. Give glory to the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song. Get excited. Love the Lord. Hold on to Jesus. Hey, wake up and love him. Change your life. Every day grumpy and the same old. Come on. Come alive in God. Let the people praise you. Oh God. Let all the people praise you. Open your mouth. God give you a mouth. Open, clap your hands. Hey, the devil can't stop you. You can praise him with your lips. Clap him. Stamp your feet. Do something. Dance. Shout. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Be thankful unto the Lord, for he's good. Stop complaining. This should all be a church that we don't gripe and grump and complain, but we love God. Amen. Let everybody see your love. When he had spoken these words, while they beheld, he was taken up, and the cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfast, you know, like they were lost, they didn't know what was going on, but God was going to make another move in 40 days. God was going to change things. And what they asked, will you restore the kingdom? No, not at that time and not that way. But God was doing a new thing. It didn't take but just 40 days. He went, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, and which also, verse 11, which also said, you men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? Listen, you need a pastor, a minister to say, move on. Why do you just stand there Every year you are the same place spiritually. Move on. You don't have to stand there and look up into heaven, look in the Bible and move on. It's not by looking out in the sky. It's by looking down in the Word of God that you move on in God. Don't gaze into heaven. This same Jesus which is taken up from you into heaven shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. All right. How did he go into heaven? He took some disciples, went out the mountain, and gave them instruction, and quietly went away. So he was gone. And then two messengers told them what to do after that. Say he's coming back. Just like there's going to be two messengers sounding the horn that he's coming back. They call the two witnesses. You believe that? Yeah. Two men. This same Jesus. Two men. Verse. He shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. 12. Then returned they. Notice, they went back to Jerusalem from the mount called Olives, which is from Jerusalem, they walk a day's journey. And when they were come in, notice what they did. They went to church. They got together. They had received a message. Jesus had given them a message, and those two men gave them a message. So they went to the upper room, where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip, Thomas, Bartholomew, Matthew, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas, the brother of James. Those were up there, plus others. These all continue with what? One accord in their secret. I wish we had some prayer warriors. Huh? Prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, with his brethren. See, Mary, the mother of Jesus, received the Holy Ghost too. And in those days, Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples and said, the number of the names together were about 120. You see, so there's about 120. They received the Holy Ghost. If they were not there, they would not receive the Holy Ghost. Okay? Don't think that God has something special for you when you miss church. You got to go to church. You got to get the Bible. You got to study the Bible. You got to listen. And in those days, Peter stood up with the other disciples, 120, and said, verse 16, let me just go. Men and brethren, this scripture, notice, you see scriptures? I'm trying to focus you on the scriptures. What did Jesus use? What the disciples use? What you are supposed to use? You need a church that focuses and points you to the scriptures. Not some dreams and vision that are somebody who always have dreams. Come, let's go over there. They have a dream for us. They're going to prophesy. You get so mixed up. They're going to tell you, oh, there's a prophet or a prophetess in town who can tell you exactly what your name is. So don't you know your name? I don't need nobody to tell me who I am. I know my name. I got a birth certificate. I got a passport. I got a driver's license. So why do you want somebody to tell you your name? You forget. Oh, and they can tell you your address. Don't you know your address? You don't need somebody to tell you that. What we need is men and women that break the word of God. Amen. That receive the word of God from God and give it to us. By the Holy Spirit. this scripture must need have been fulfilled. Notice. Which the Holy Ghost by the mouth. Well, hold on now. Why did Jesus spoke about the Psalms? Here it is. It was the Holy Ghost that spoke to David. Oh, you ought to shout. Which the Holy Ghost by the mouth of David spake before concerning Judas. The Holy Ghost speak a lot of things before in Moses, in Genesis, Exodus, coming on through, the Psalms, Proverbs, all those books. So if you know that the Holy Ghost spoke, you need to go home and begin to dig the Psalms and dig all of these books, right? Don't pass through and say it's too hard. He spake by the mouth of David, spake before concerning Judas, which was guide to them that took Jesus. All right, now, before the Holy Ghost spoke about Judas. Did you know the Holy Ghost spoke about you even before you were born? And that's why Sister Letty was touching. Chosen in him. We were chosen in him before the foundation of the world. And he loves you. And he predestinates you to be conformed to the image of his son. For he was numbered with us and had obtained part of this ministry. Now this man purchased a field with the rewards of iniquity, and falling headlong, he burst asunder in the midst, and all his bowels gushed out. And I know a preacher think that Judas is going to be in heaven. I know a preacher say that. Don't believe that. Judas is gone. He's lost. I'm not a judge. But the Bible tells you. Bible prophesied about him. Somebody said, well, he repented just before he died. But he went on and hung himself, didn't he? Somebody said, oh, he didn't hang himself. Yes, he did. Somebody cut him wide open. Come on, that's adding to the word. He did betray Christ, didn't he? And it was known unto all the dwellers of Jerusalem, insomuch as that field, notice, that field with the money, the purchase money, that field is called in the proper tongue, aseldama, that is to say, look at that, the field of blood. Jesus said it. I'm going, but woe unto the man that betrays me. Okay? For it is written in the book of Psalms, again, do you see that up there? Let his habitation be desolate. It is not occupied. He's lost. He's gone. Don't you read scripture? His habitation be desolate, and let no man dwell therein. We ought to read the Bible. These great preachers ought to read a book. And his bishopric let another take. What? You ought to show them that scripture in Acts. Wherefore, of these men, which have accompanied with us all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us. See, somebody took his place. And whether you believe it or not, Matthias took it. Somebody, I know a lot of people say, Paul took it. But Paul had a great work, the apostle to the Gentiles. Beginning from the baptism of John unto that same day that he was taken up from us, must one be ordained to be a witness with us of what? Hello, of his resurrection. And they appointed two men, Joseph called Barsabbas, who was surnamed Justus, and Matthias. Go on. And they prayed and said, Thou Lord, which knowest the hearts of all men, show whither of these two thou hast chosen, that he may take part of this ministry and apostleship from which Judas Look at that. By transgression. He died in transgression. He cannot be saved. That he might go to his place. And they gave forth their lots, and the lot fell upon Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11. Next verse. Is that it? That's it. No chapter 2. Amen. Give the Lord a praise. Give the Lord a praise.